Okay, so, I'd like to suggest we zoom through this because I'm tired of long meetings. But I suggest we – I think I can find the PM job description. And there are two motions from the PNB that passed in, I think, June of 2017 stating that listenership should be part of every program director's job description. And also another motion that detailed how the program director was supposed to be evaluating programs. So I will dig up the job description I have, and I don't know if we have a hire letter. Michael, do you know if there's a hire letter?
We got the contract actually last time. Mansoor was chairing, and that showed that he had until January before he could be evaluated. So that we're well past that. I don't know if there are any other specifics. I don't remember. But we could try to get it again. I could ask Anyel for it. I assume it's available.
Point of information, Michael.
Yeah, go ahead, Bella.
You just said January. The program director expired his contract in January of this year, right?
I don't know if it expired, but in the contract it said that he would be evaluated after a year. So that was January. I don't think there's an expiration date for his contract.
Okay, but there is an expiration for the GM's contract. So why is there not one for the program director?
I don't know if there is or there isn't. I'm just saying that the January date was just the anniversary of his hire, at which time he would be evaluated, it said. I'll try to get the letter again and see what the contract and the hire letter. Does anybody know if he was apprised of the PNB motions?
Well, I sent them to him and to Daniel many times.
Okay.
Whether they ignore them a lot or not, that's another story. I will forward you one or two of those emails or one of those.
Okay.
Emails. I'm going to send you now. I have the 2018 job description for when we did the search.
The search, right.
And just to tell you, I'll send it to you, Michael, and everybody else I can, but I'll leave it up to you, Michael, to forward it to anybody else on this committee.
Okay.
Now, the link... when I cut and pasted it from the link, I lost all the formatting. So the best way to look at this is from the link. The link is in the email. Okay?
Sure. Thank you.
And then I'll look for those two motions because they are important.
Okay.
And they are persistent policy. And I don't think they're being implemented, to tell you the truth. I don't know. But
Michael, Michael, could you then send
the
link to everybody on the committee right away?
I will try to do it. I have to go back and check the membership of the committee, but I have it in some emails.
I'll send it to everybody on the call.
Okay. Well, Eric, for example, is on the call, but he's not on the committee. But that's fine. You can send it to the seven of us for now, and I'll get the other five later. So I just want to reiterate for the record and for everyone that we're still bound by the confidentiality agreement that we all signed in the previous GM evaluation process. I don't think it's necessary to do another one. That was pretty broad and covered any proceedings of the committee and the LSB related to personnel matters. So just a reminder that that's still in effect and people should consider themselves bound by it. And as I mentioned in the email, I felt we should try to do a few meetings in a row, but next week is the LSB meeting. So are people okay with a meeting 2 weeks from tonight? That would be the 15th of July, Wednesday, July 15th.
Yes,
that'll be fine for me.
Yes, that's fine. But right now, the finance, the finance committee is scheduling a meeting on the 15th. A special meeting.
Who is scheduling a meeting?
The finance committee. I did not know about it. I just learned about it.
Okay, but that would be at 4 o'clock or earlier?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah,
that would be followed by the governance committee. The same day, I think.
Governance has been moving all over the place. Let me take a look at KPFTX and see what's there. Hang on a second.
Who else is on? Oh, Beth. Okay, Miner.
Yeah, this is Beth.
Okay, so I have...
Okay, the...
Eric Ken. Beth. And Mike.
Okay, on the 15th, the PNB Development Task Force, which I am on now, is scheduled for 5:30 Pacific. And the BAI Finance Committee and KPFK Finance Committee are scheduled for 4 p.m. Pacific. So nothing is listed as far as anything else at 7:30. KPFK Governance is not on the calendar yet for July. I don't know.
This is Beth.
Yeah.
I'm on that committee, and we've been discussing the need to reestablish a more predictable date and one that's far enough ahead of the LSB meeting so that we can have a more productive workflow leading up to the LSB. So I would hope several of us have weighed in on that.
Okay.
I would hope that will be taken into account. I'm disturbed that it hasn't been posted yet. This is becoming a real. I understand that there are technical issues involved, but it affects governance. It affects our ability to meet.
Yes.
And so we need to come to terms with it. I am anticipating that we'll have a governance meeting probably that Wednesday.
Okay, so in that case, what about Thursday the 16th? Because I don't want to put this off more than about 2 weeks, so that's completely open.
What day is that, please, of the week?
Thursday the 16th. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
That's fine by me. What time? Same time?
Yeah, 7:30, Thursday the 16th. Okay. Is that okay with everybody else? I'm not hearing any objections. I'm assuming that's silence gives consent. So I would say that Paul, okay. All right. So I'm not sure if we need to do much other business. I think we'll get the documents circulated. I will check with Aniel about any hire letter and contract. And also provide those to committee members. And I think the general procedure that we've outlined is that this is not a discursive project with the person being evaluated. It's we do our assessment. So the other piece is maybe people could work on a survey, if we want to do it, of the people who report to the PD and to conduct that the same way we did the last time as a, you know, form on the kpfk.org that people can reply to, and we can get that to the people who in the programming department and to LSB members.
And may I request this, is Beth? May I request
Ken to the staff?
Okay, Beth and then Ken.
Thank you. If we're going to survey staff, then I would like to propose that we also survey listeners, because they're at the actual consumers of the product, and it will help us make a more reality-based decision if we have their input on the process.
Jan Goodman for the stack.
Okay, Eric Cannon and then Jan. And we're not going to vote on anything today, so...
Oh, we're not? Okay. Well, then I'll just recommend that we try to get the two things, the Nielsen rating and the computer number of hits we've had on program. because that's a factual objective number that we can use for evaluation rather than an opinion. I don't know who can supply that to us, though.
I assume either Ali, Lexa, or Jonathan.
So I move that the chair of this committee make a request from whatever the posts are called for Ali and Jonathan to provide us with a statistical report during, of the Nielsen ratings and internet traffic during the time that Kevin Fleming has been the program director.
Okay, I think that makes sense.
We should probably start the analysis prior to him being here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If we have a comparison from prior to post, that would be useful.
Right.
Jane, go ahead. Yeah, so Jane is next, and then Beth is back.
Okay, a couple of things. One, in terms of taking a survey of listeners, the LSB was elected by the listeners to represent the listeners. So to separate the at least the listener portion of the LSB, a listener representative, so that, you know, we could go down a rabbit hole of surveying people, but we actually have people who are elected to represent listeners, so I think that we should consider that as a reality. I think that the Arbitrons and all these other measurements are also good and important and kind of somewhat fact-based. I just sent everybody a draft form of a program directory evaluation from 2005-2006, which just to give us some place to start, and then there are some notes on it at the top that I took from, you know, our discussion. This is the only one that I could find, but, which says, you know, like, things should be in different orders, things are different questions, we need some comments, but I think that this will give us a big step forward, unless we have another one, which I haven't heard that we had another old evaluation form, so just thought that would be helpful.
I think I have one from when there was an attempted evaluation of the interim PD. I'll look for it.
I think a very good place to start.
Sure, it's helpful.
You know, so everybody has that. We could even talk about it a little bit, or people can add questions or, you know, comment. We could do that today, perhaps. Or we could
blow up to the staff.
All right. I want to be clear. We're not going to do a lot of business today, so people should submit the documents they've had. We'll try to get the information we can, and then we'll have a fully constituted meeting. Beth was back on the stack. So this is in response to Jan saying we could make some decisions today. I don't think we're going to make decisions today.
No, I wasn't suggesting we could make decisions today.
Yes, I heard you, Bella. I understand that. The next person on the stack is Beth, and then Bella.
I wondered, is there a problem with requesting data like the ratings and the Nielsen's and things directly from from Kevin? Because in the past he's been entirely forthcoming with me. He's given them to me like month by month. I haven't got like a statistical overview, which that would be helpful. But I don't know whether Ali or I think the other person, I forget who else we were going to ask.
Might be best to request it from Aniel, along with the contract and the hire letter, if any. I just think that we should try to avoid sort of commerce with the PD in the midst of the evaluation about the PD, just to keep it clean. But we'll pursue getting the Nielsen's and the data on, web listeners and so on. Bella's on the stack.
Thank you, Michael. I have two areas to cover. First, you may recall at our last impromptu meeting regarding the PD, that I mentioned to you that each employee has a file at the business manager's office, and that in that file is each person's contract, etc. So that could have been a task on the list of responsibilities for Director Lawrence Reyes today as an inspector, that as he was conducting his inspection. He could have gotten that information today. The other thing is that I explained and request up from Barry Brooks. And he has all those files right there in front of him. And he can scan and send to you. Okay, regarding the Nielsen, both Jonathan and Kevin control that area. So those were the two people. Regarding Jan's proposal and scope of the BD evaluation, you must evaluate all the programmers on the station, the listeners, and the LSP. And these must be done in three separate groups. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll put myself back in the stack. I think that, you know, there are staff representatives on the LSB, and we still, you know, usually survey the relevant staff, and there are listener representatives. It's still perfectly legitimate to survey listeners as well about what they think about the programming in general terms. They don't know all the ins and outs necessarily of how decisions are made, but they're aware of the grid, and they're the people who we're trying to serve. So I think it's legitimate to have some kind of survey of listeners as well as staff and LSB members. But we can work on that further at the future meeting. So my suggestion is that we can wrap this meeting up at this point. We have a pretty good idea about the kind of information we're trying to get and who to get it from, and we'll, you know, give people a little better notice, and we'll try to be on my ESTRA conference for the future. I think that at some point we are going to move this into executive session, but historically we have had open discussions about the general criteria for evaluation based on the, you know, the job description, which is a public document. I think in terms of looking at the previous one, that's fine, but we should be aware that there have been changes in the job description and in PMB policies since that was adopted. So, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. There's a lot of noise in the background. So unless somebody has something else they want to bring up, I would suggest that we could probably adjourn the meeting. I'll send some
before we adjourn, I just saw Grace Aaron's email. Thank you, Grace. And I am going to send the group what I have from 2013. Is it says that help select KPFK's permanent program director. And this was the program director search committee. I think that we should also have that because it gives us guidance. This is from Saturday, July 20, 2013. I'll send this as a PDF to everybody.
Okay, that's fine. The more the better. Like I said, I have some previous evaluations as well. I'll try to send them around to people, and we can see what, you know, what we come up with. So thanks, everybody. I'm glad we did get a quorum and got the meeting in the process underway, and we'll look to a meeting on the 16th at 7:30 Pacific time.
Michael, are you going to send us a link to the to an evaluation worksheet or something that we can start reviewing, questionnaire, et cetera?
Yeah, my understanding is that Jan said she was going to send around a link to a previous one. I'll see what I have. It won't be a link. It'll be the actual PDF or something that was used from the IPD evaluation that we attempted to do. If I have it still, I have to look on my computer.
Okay.
So people will be getting a bunch of documents and,
okay,
and some links.
We can decide. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Jan,
thank you, Michael.
Okay, Jan, go ahead before we wrap it up.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that my
that what I'm sending is the actual document. It's not a link. It's just the document.
I think in most cases it will be the actual document. Grace mentioned the link because she said that some of the material, when she copied it off the wherever it was from, she lost some of it.
It's the posting. Sent the posting out, it's the link to the posting that has the job description.
Gotcha. But the rest of it will be, thank you. Thank you, Grace, and thanks, everybody. And 8 o'clock.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michael. Weekend.
Very efficient. All right, take care. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.